Blog Talk Radio.
Jamaica, Vanna K, and Winnie Pooh, Kimmy Pooh, my friend whom I met the other night on another show. Thanks to all of you for joining me today. Today it's an amazing Sunday here in Connecticut, where I am broadcasting from. I had an amazing evening. After church, I went out with my dear friend Audrey. We went to an Italian restaurant and we just had a magnificent, magnificent time with her. Just loving on each other and enjoying each other's company and just having a blessed, blessed time. So I pray that wherever you are, that you're having a good time. Double echo, not sure why that is. I'm hoping it straightens out. I am not even using a headset, Kimmy Pooh, but I just pray it gets better. So so you and I are stuck together. But I have a very provocative title that I'm working with tonight. Who am I and what do I want? So I am encouraging you to call in 646-915-8166. And I am going to be entertaining your calls. If you cannot call and you type it in the chat room, I am going to read it and together we will discuss it. Because that's a question that each and every one of us needs to ask ourselves every time. Who am I and what do I want? Not what the world says you are, not what society says, not what your parents, not what your significant other says, but you. Who are you and what do you want? So for today, I'm going to be reading some poetry. I'm going to go through some different quotes to interject the discussion as we go on tonight. And I know this is going to be a very powerful, powerful. I want to share with you is a poem entitled, Come Let Us Sound come, let us sound with melody the praises of the King's King, the omnipotent creator, author of a number that has all the world in harmony framed. Is the throne perpetual shining, his divine power and glory, one in all, and all still in one abiding. O sacred spirit, invisible, eternal, everywhere yet unlimited, that all things canst in one moment retrieve me, O Holy Spirit. Rescue, O rescue me from earthly darkness. All these eternal objects guide my soul that thirsts to the lively fountain of thy divineness. Cleanse my best parted image, alter with sin, so that heavenly pureness cannot acknowledge me, but in thy mercy, O Father of grace. But when once thy being do remove my darkness, O then I will shine forth as an angel of light and record within more than an earthly voice thy infinite honor. Poem for you tonight. One thing I want to remind each and every one of you: we are infinite beings. I'm telling you now that you're an infinite being. You know, you are in Trinidad, Erlina. You're an infinite being. And the one thing I want for you to really hold on as we get into this discussion: who am I? And what do I want? I want you to know that God already lives on the inside of you. In the USA, as I am, he is in all. Let us get in the discussion. I want to welcome guests 4427-4443, Kimmy Poo, Erlene Parsons from Trinidad, and Vanna XK from Jamaica. So, guys, who am I and what do I want? Let us make this a lively, lively discussion. Let us just go out there and just let us be bold in what we discuss. Another book that I'm going to be referring to as we go along, I don't know if any of you have read the book, The Dream Catcher by Bruce Wilkins. If you haven't yet, it's a book that you need to get into your collection. Patricia, I want to welcome you to Who Am I and What Do I Want? So listen, I don't know who is going to be the first to call, but the number is 646-915-8166. 646-915-6. Who is going to be the first to be bold, to step out and answer this question? I and what do I want? And until the phone lines get busy, I want to read something from this the book here, The Dream Catcher by Bruce Wilkinson. And I'm going to just read. We have a caller here. Let me see if the caller wants to say, and then we can read afterwards. Caller, good evening. Your last four.
Good evening, Dr. Daphne. It's Erlene, and you can go ahead and read, and we speak after.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for calling in from Trinidad. I'm going to put you on mute for the meantime. Is that okay?
Certainly. Yes, certainly.
All right. So all the way from Trinidad, it's my first caller, my friend Erlene Parsons. This book, The Dream Giver, Bruce Wilkins, Ordinary embraced his big dream. Not long ago and not far away, a nobody named Ordinary lived in the land of familiar. Every day was pretty much the same for Ordinary. In the morning, he got up and went to the usual job. After work, he ate almost the same dinner he'd eaten every evening before. Then he sat in his recliner and watched the box, which you know is the TV, that mesmerized almost nobody. And most nights, sometimes best friend came over to join Ordinary in front of the box. Sometimes Ordinary went to his parents and they watched together. For the most part, not much happened in familiar and didn't happen before. Ordinary thought he was content. He found the routine reliable. He blended in the crowd and mostly he wanted only what he had, until one day Ordinary noticed a small nagging feeling that something big was missing from his life. Or maybe the feeling was that he was missing from something big, he wasn't sure. The little feeling grew, and even though nobody's in familiar didn't generally expect the unexpected, Ordinary began to wish for it. Time passed. Then one morning, Ordinary woke up with these words echoing in his mind, "What you're missing is already, you already have." Could it be? Ordinary looked and looked. And then he discovered that in a small corner of his heart lay a big dream. The big dream told him that he, a nobody, could make to be a somebody and destined to achieve good things. Jumping out of bed, Ordinary discovered something else. A long white feather resting on the sill of his window. Where did it come from? What did it mean? With a jolt of excitement, Ordinary decided he'd been visited by the dream giver. Now Ordinary had heard rumors of various nobodies in familiar waking up to a big dream, but he had never imagined that it could happen to him. He rushed to get dressed, his big dream beating brightly in his chest. He couldn't wait to get to his usual job to tell best friend the news. But on his way to work, Ordinary realized he had a problem. His big dream was too big for a nobody like Ordinary. He would be embarrassed to tell anybody, even his best friend, would probably laugh. Still, Ordinary was too excited to keep this dream to himself. As soon as he saw Best Friend, he blurted out the news. The dream giver gave me a big dream. I was made to be a somebody and destined to achieve great things. The Best Friend looked surprised, but he didn't laugh. That's very big, he said. But if I were you, I wouldn't talk about this dream of yours too much. Nobody around here might take you for a fool. Ordinary didn't want to look like a fool. So after that, he kept his big dream to himself. Now, as I read that for you, is there a little of you in that story? Well, let us hear. I'm going to go to my first caller, who is Miss Arlene Parsons, who is calling from Trinidad and Tobago in the West Indies. Arlene, my darling, how are you?
I am, as usual, blessed and highly favored. Thank you.
Oh, what a blessing. Thank you for calling in, because, you know, I did not confirm a guest for tonight's show. And last night, the Spirit told me, why not talk about who am I and what do I do? So, let's kick it off. Who are you, girl, and what do you want?
That is such an excellent topic. When I saw it today, I thought, wow, okay, I'm going to clear my time and I'm going to sit in and listen. I am a dynamic woman of God. That's who I am.
Yes.
What do I want? I want to fulfill my purpose for being born into the earth. I want to utilize every gift and talent that God has given me to its maximum. I want to live a full life unto God.
Wow. That is powerful and that is deep. And based on what you just said to me earlier, all those nobodies in Trinidad and Tobago, it don't sound like they're going to be able to talk you out of this.
Never. Never. Nobody is going to be able to talk me out of it. And the more time I spend meditating on God's word and thinking about the big vision he's put into my heart, it's the more convinced that I am that I will do this and will become this. I indeed am becoming this person.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Like Kimmy Poole wrote, there is a little of us here. We at times don't want to admit it. And that too is so true. There comes a time when we all need to be bold. I want to welcome guests 4427-4588 and Points of View, Patricia, to the chat. And that is so true that we must take charge of who we want to become. Because
definitely,
each and every day, as we identify who we are and the things that we want and need, God blesses us, or the universe blesses us, to wake up tomorrow morning and we have come to the realization that who we were yesterday and what we wanted then is no more relevant.
Correct.
Because we are all a work in progress.
Yes.
And I know, Arlene, because we have we met a few months ago, and I know that some of the amazing things that you have committed to do in Trinidad, which is going to impact the rest of the world. Would you
definitely
like to touch on some of those things that you are set out to do?
Well, my life dream has been, and I've recognized that dreams that we have, like this one in my heart, that never seems to go dim, is God's purpose for our lives, is to establish a farm and a retreat center. The retreat center is a place where people could come away from all of the busyness of life and just get refocused and recentered with God, in God. The farm is a for-profit business that will facilitate the retreat center to be able to offer the services of the center to persons who cannot afford to pay to come away. And it is my dream that I would be able to even send a plane ticket on to a sister in some other part of the world who really needs to set aside some time for herself with God, and, you know, just be able to bring her and allow her to retreat at no cost to her and no burden, so that she can go on from there and become who God has made her to be as well, you know.
I see Vanna XK in the chat room says, "I am strong, determined young woman." Yes,
amen.
And as we wake up every day, so long as we are breathing, we need to continuously go on to the drawing board and to keep identifying who we are, because we are always a work in progress. We really do not arrive. We don't arrive yet.
Oh.
And especially when we are allowing the Creator to work inside of us, we never arrive. And I want to encourage you guys, call in 646-915-8166. And let's talk about who am I and what do I want. Are you allowing society to dictate who you are? Are you allowing your problems to define you? Has adversities hit you so hard that you threw your arms up in the air and you said, "I've had it, no more"? Is that who you are? Is that who you have become? Or have you tapped into the greater you and who you are? It is my God's vision we should follow. Yes, yes. Kimmy Poo, why don't you call in and let us talk about that? Let's hear from you on here. I like to hear when the people call in, and let us just share. Remember, this conversation, it's not right or wrong. It is just you. Remember, each and every one of us, we are a light. The light that keeps shining. And if we put our light under a bushel, then we are preventing it from shining. So just like Erlene has called in from Trinidad to let her light shine, I would love to hear from you wherever you are, joining me in the chat room, or for those of you who are listening on the phone, I want you to please call in and let us talk about who am I and what do I want. Erlene, I'm going to just read one more quote here.
Certainly.
Beauty lies in the total abandonment of the observer. And the observer, and there can be self-abandonment only when there is total austerity. There is no ladder to climb. There is only the first step. And the first step is the everlasting step. Now, what that means, we can't just sit around. I know, especially for believers, people always say, "Oh, we're sitting around. Oh, I'm waiting on God. I'm waiting on God." And, you know, He's been speaking to you from you're a child. And now you're 50, 60, 40, 70, and you are still holding on. I have one more call, and I'm going to go to that call. I'm not even taking any commercial break tonight because this is good. I'm going to put you on hold a minute, Earlene.
Go right ahead.
Your last four digits are 8421. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello, caller. Do you want to speak?
Hi.
Hi. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please?
This is Kimmy Pooh, Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Kimmy, my new friend I met Friday night. Thanks for coming.
How are you doing today?
I am great. I'm blessed and highly favored. You promised when I said I wanted people to come. You promised me and you did turn up, and I thank you for that. Well, let's get on the bandwagon with this provocative question. Who am I? What do I want? Well, what do you have to say, Sister Kimmy?
Well, I told you, as you know from Friday night, I speak as a spirit has been, you know, as things come from the spirit.
Yes.
I have no control over those things.
Yes.
When I'm listening to people and I hear what they say, sometimes I tend to feel their spirits.
Mm-hmm.
So when I feel their spirits, I give you what's given to me.
Yes.
I guess I understand. I guess my calling would be transformation coach or, you know, I'm not sure yet. So that's why I tend to listen. You know, it says, be still.
Mm-hmm.
And things will come
mm-hmm.
to you.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the power that I accept and that I believe, I think it works for me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I tend to give people, other people, encouragement or as much as I can.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not that I have this great, great, awesome power, but for somebody else, it really is a power. It is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're given a gift, you share your gifts, and those gifts will multiply or they will come
That's
back
right.
to you.
That's right. That's right.
Those are the things that I'm learning to accept.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because as growing up, you were told, no, You're that's not right. You're not supposed to do that. If you don't go to church, you don't have that. But, you know, we won't even go there. But
that's right. Trust me. Hey, that's a whole lot of show, Kimmy Pooh, for another time.
Yeah, but if you, because there is a dream or there is a vision, if you follow God's will,
that's right.
God's divine plan for you, no matter what happens, you always come back full circle to that
That's right.
place that you're supposed to be.
That's right, Kimmy, because you know what? The one certainty is that Daphne can never run from Daphne, because the minute I get around the corner, guess who is waiting for me?
Daphne.
This is true. Daphne. So I can't run from me, guys. And it's the same thing for you. You cannot run from you. You know.
Well,
so the board is lighting up. Kimmy,
yes.
If you just hold. You have another thought right now. I have two more callers. I want them to weigh in. But I'm going to leave your line open and Earlene lines open as well so you can weigh in on the discussion. Is that okay?
That's fine.
All right. So, caller, your last four digits are 1668. State your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, my name is Daisy Roberts, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia. And greetings to you, Sister Daphne, and to your listening audience.
Thank you. Hey, Atlanta. Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So,
yeah, praise God.
Yeah. The question of the evening is, who am I and what do I want?
I felt compelled to call in when I saw what your question is, and it's because I'm an author, and I had written something years ago for my fellow female friends, and it was in an inspirational book that I put out, and it's one of the things that I said about myself then was that I am me in all the world. There is no one else exactly like me. I know that. And everything that comes out of me is authentically mine. That's the exact word I use. Because I alone, I chose those things, and I am owning these things about me, be it my body, my feelings, my mouth, my voice, my actions, to others or to myself. I own those things. Yeah, and when I saw what you put out there, I wanted to just kind of make it really clear to everyone. Sometimes we need to go into our own closets alone. You know, when we go into the closet alone with God and know who we are as individuals, as ourselves, and love ourselves. Mm-hmm. And Sister Daphne, I just want to say this to everybody out there listening tonight, that you do have a unique, specific purpose in life, and when you awaken each and every day, you should know that you are awaking for God's great pleasure for the day, and you are made in God's image. You are His solution to someone. So know that, and you're an indispensable human being.
We are infinite beings. We are made in God's image. And a lot of times, especially believers and Christian and religious folks, we say that, but I ask the question today, when you make those statements that you are made in God's image, do you really understand what that means? Because what that is telling us, we are infinite, just like He is. So why are we going around in the world manifesting lack?
Exactly.
Caught up in society that we don't have this, we don't have that. If we are infinite, we have everything that the Father has.
Yes, He does. Amen to that, Sister Daphne. And thank you for giving us this forum tonight to talk about this. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for calling in, my sister. I want to welcome guest 4588-4778-4800, Patricia Vanake, Kimipu, and Erlina to the chat room. And I have someone who is on the phone from here, from Connecticut. I'm still leaving your guys' line open if you want to weigh in. I am now going to go to this caller from Connecticut. Hello. I'm waiting here. Okay, I don't know why. The caller from Connecticut hang up. Please call back in. It was good to see a caller from the Connecticut area. Just call in again. So, yes, and you guys that are on, I have Erlene from Trinidad. I have two people from Atlanta on the phone. And either one of you, well, let me go to Erlene first. Erlene, can you recall that awakening moment when you got the revelation of who you were, really were, who you were created to be? Can you remember that time?
I think it didn't just happen as one, you know, big revelation moment, but it was a gradual process. I like to think of us as human becomings, because I am not who I was yesterday, nor am I who I am going to be tomorrow. Today, I am greater than I was yesterday. And even in that scripture that you were quoting, I believe it's from Psalm 13, where it says that we are made in God's image and likeness. Now, to be in His image is to look like Him, but to be of His likeness is to be of the very nature and character of God. And I remember one time wanting to learn Hebrew because I wanted to have better appreciation of the Old Testament. And I said to myself that Hebrew is a language that is in my genealogy because of my father Abraham. And I can learn Hebrew because I am in the likeness of God, and he recorded it originally in that language.
Mm.
And we are so big. We are so big in terms of being in the likeness of God. There's nothing that potentially we cannot accomplish or become.
Mm-hmm,
you know?
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, yeah. Wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. And I'm so glad that my caller in Connecticut called back. Caller, your last four digits are 9322. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello, Connecticut caller, you want to speak? You're on live. Your last four digits are 9322. Okay, well, I'm going to take it. The person doesn't want to speak. If you change your mind and you want to tell us who you are and what you want, just touch one and your hand will be raised. I want to go to my first caller from Atlanta, Sister Kimmy.
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
The same question goes for you. Can you recall that awakening moment when you realized this is who I really am?
The day that I was born.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Because, you know, there are a lot of us who are going around in the world. Thank God I'm not doing that anymore. But I can remember when I was like chasing my shadows around. And until you come to the understanding of who you really are, then you realize you don't chase, you chase no one. You chase no thing. You just stay centered in who you're called to be. And before you answer that, I want to welcome my friend from Ghana in Africa. He's saying it's almost midnight there, but he's still up warm listening to us. And Bright, my brother, I thank you for always being faithful and tuning in. So if you want to call in quick or if you want to type your answer, who am I and what do I want, I will be more than willing to read it for you. If you want to call in, the number to call is 646-915-8166. And it's a great statement when you mentioned that from the day you were born, you had that that revelation, because not too many people can say that. Because there are a lot of people who are sitting around blaming society and they blame the government. They blame everything. The trees out there, they would find some reason to blame the tree why something is happening to them. Instead of doing inventory and going to the inside to really say who they are and why they were called to be. So thank you so much, Sister Kimmy, for that. My other caller from Atlanta, same question. Can you recall the day when you got the revelation that this is really who I am?
Well, yes, I recall it. It was a journey for me, and it was a sort of coming of age in terms of a culmination of events that had occurred in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I strayed away.
Mm-hmm.
From God. I just strayed away from God. God never left me, though. I can say that.
That's right. We
assuredly, He never left me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to leave and abandon the kingdom, but God was always there with me. But as God gave me the talent of writing, and one day I was writing, I wrote this from one of my favorite poets that she had written. And it said the day came when the risk it took to remain tight inside the bud was more painful than the risk it took for me to blossom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like when the caterpillar is trying to come out of the cocoon and become a butterfly.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I found myself being so tight into the cocoon and trying to stay there, and God was like, that's not what
exactly.
I had you for.
Uh-huh.
I didn't put you there to be in the cocoon all your life. You got to blossom and become the butterfly. Mm-hmm. And it was a journey, as I said, because of several events that occurred in my life. So it wasn't a one-time thing. It was a culmination of things.
Mm-hmm.
And but the realization, and I just thank God for giving me, softening my heart to realize that I felt his presence and knew he was there, and I'm good, that he has me. He'd never forsaken me, never, mm-hmm. never.
You are going to love this, because just as I open the section to read this, you mentioned the word cocoon, so you're going to love this. Listen to this. Like the silkworm, you have built a cocoon around yourself. Who will save you? Burst your own cocoon and come out as the beautiful butterfly, as the free soul. So, are
wow.
we continuing or what? I have one more caller from Connecticut, and seeing that people aren't raising their hands, I'm going to just open your line. If you don't want to speak, just tell me that, and that's okay too. I'm so happy to have you on.
Hi, Daphne. Hi, Daphne. This is Anne Dubois.
Hello, Sister Anne. How are you, my friend?
I am blessed to hear you talking about the butterfly. I think that's the affinity that both of you and I have, that we love the butterfly.
Oh, my sister, what a blessing to have you on. Oh, whew. This is so good. I'm so thankful. I know, as busy as you are, and you took the time out to weigh in on this conversation, I know this is divine, divinely orchestrated. So I thank you. So.
Oh, you're welcome. You're so welcome.
Who are you, and what do you want?
I am the expression of the heart of the Most High.
Mm.
And I believe that I used to put my identity in my flesh, but I am more than flesh.
Woo.
My body is the temple, but I am the expression of the infinite. Going back to what you were saying earlier, I am the expression of the infinite, but I am in no way limited to just being flesh. I am spirit. And
that's
spirit
right.
mold itself into so many things. The Bible says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God.
Mm-hmm.
So I identify with being spirit more so than identifying with being Anne Dubois, the flesh,
that's
the,
right.
the body.
That's right. That's right, because we are light. We are spirit.
Yes.
And, I mean, the costume that we have on and the clothes and the outer shell, that's not who we are.
That's not who
because
we are.
As we go out, people are not connecting with the outer shell. They are connecting with the light
yes.
that we are shining. And I know, Anne, you are my friend. I mean, we don't see each other regular, but we are so connected in spirit. You
yes.
are such a bright light in my life. And
oh,
I
God,
know
you
are such a brilliant light in that Bridgeport community and to the world because of what you do. And I'm just so thankful that God has allowed our path to cross.
Yes, 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 yes. And going back to the butterfly, it's so amazing that, I just did a show with you. I think you know John Lawson.
Uh-huh,
Lawson,
uh-huh.
The portrait, the artist.
Yes, yes.
And if you go on my wall on Facebook, you'll see there's a picture he had of a grown up holding an infant baby, and the baby had butterflies all around it. It's beautiful. It is so beautiful. And so all it let me know was this time in my life, my soul is free. I am free. I'm free. Free on so many levels, Daphne, and not just free, not just stating free. I mean free from a knowledge base in terms of who I am as a divine being, free in terms of a free being as a human being, constitutional. There are constitutional laws that have set us free from debt.
That's right.
There are laws. And the Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge.
That's right.
If we can just get some knowledge, if we can, you know, as opposed to investing and going, always going to seminars, always going to this. And I'm not saying not to go. But
that's
what
right.
I'm saying is find out the laws that work for you. There are debt cancellation laws on the books. There are laws, there are, it's amazing. It is amazing. But I am liberated. I overstand over the authority of those who've been in the United States. Why? Because, first of all, I'm a child of the Most High God.
That's right.
He said, I'll make you the head and not the tail. And because of that, I can look at the constitutional laws that are written in the books, in the House and the Senate, and I can say, I overstand over you. And
hallelujah. Yes, sir. Yes.
Then I can talk to anybody intelligently and let them know, this is the authority I have. Number one, as a child of God. And number two, because you have written in the Constitution. So therefore, I stand on both of those laws, and I'm free.
That's right. I'm free indeed. And nothing, no circumstances will going to hold you shackle. There are people in the chat room that's asking you to give your website and say it slowly. So, Vanna, go ahead and type her website in. And while I'm waiting on her to do that, I want to read one more thing for you. Our responsibility is no longer to acquire, but to be. So ask yourself the question, who am I? What was I called to be?
Yeah.
Stop worry about all the stuff that society say and all the accolades and stuff. That is not important. Who are we called to be? And to whom do we belong? Because when you have those things in priority order, you really don't get tripped over all those other things. So, Sister Anne, I want to thank you for calling in, my sister.
Oh, thank you.
I want to ask you to give your website. If you're on in the chat room, go ahead and type it in. If not, just say it slowly so Vanna K can type it in for you.
Okay, the website is www.aeotv, like in the television you watch, .biz, B-I-Z. That's aeotv.biz. That's one of my websites, but that's the primary one.
Wonderful.
And certainly, go and visit. And I'm on also Facebook. The name of my company is AEO Consortium.
All right. Well, thank you. Do you have anything?
Thank you. Thank you.
You are so welcome. Do you have anything else you want to say before you go?
Yes, I do. I want to declare a blessing over all who are listening, and that blessing is that you would be free in your mind to think the thoughts of God, to meditate the thoughts of God, and to see the thoughts of God. And when you do that, revelation knowledge will pour down on you and will come in and change every problem into an answer. The mind of God, the thoughts of God, His Spirit be upon us, and the blessings and the favor of God chase you down in the name of Jesus Christ. This is what I declare for all listening, and I love you all.
Thank you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you.
God bless you.
God bless you, my sister. And I just thank you for allowing your light to shine.
God bless.
Through this world. Thank you. And
many
blessings and light.
Yes.
Send your way.
Yes.
That you will never see a dim day in your light.
Thank you.
And I love you too, my sister.
Yes. Yes. Be well. Bye now.
Well, be well. Oh, what a surprise it was that's my dear friend Anne Dubois. She lives here in Connecticut too, and we became friends a few years ago. We haven't been seeing each other. But, you know, true friendship, you don't have to see each other every day. You don't have to talk on the phone every day or even on email. But so long as you keep doing what you're called to do, the light keeps shining. Again, I want to thank you, Erlene. I don't know. I'm going to go back to you guys and Winnie Pooh. I don't know if you want to say anything. I had put you on mute. I don't know if you want to remain or on the line or you want me to hang up. You can type what to do. You want to remain on the line or do you on the line? I will open back the line when you raise your hand. Well, again, I want to thank you guys, and I want to encourage you guys. I wasn't going to take any, however, I want to encourage you guys to check out the Facebook page on facebook.com/. That's the page for the Vision Weekend conference coming up March the 20th. Conference. I tell you, so much energy in that room, it's going to blow the fuse. And trust me, you think tonight is hot, you wait until you see the lineup for that conference. World. So I'm asking you all to save the date to be there. I'm looking forward to meet each and every one of you in person at the Vision Weekend Conference 2012, March the 23rd through the 26th. City. So again, tonight we are discussing who am I and what do I want. The number 69166. Again, I want to read something for you of what he must be and how he must act. By not ceasing to act in the opposite way, he must realize that his principles, his beliefs, his ideals will inevitably fall prey to hypocrisy. It is the ideal that begets the opposite of it. So in other words, guys, when and get busy. Do not be going around asking everybody, do you think I... Just get up and get busy, because guess what? The Creator already has ordained and ordered you to do something. Because don't be going around who don't want you to become somebody. So do not sit around and wait for them. I want to encourage you to just step out and do it. So you remember, you are the only one who can stand in your way. Do not allow anyone to derail you off of the call that you were given. Each and every one of us was born in this world with greatness. Why are we belittling who we are? Why? It doesn't matter if you're overweight. It doesn't matter if you're skin and bone. You were created that way for a reason. Love yourself unconditionally. And remember, do not expect begin to love yourself, because if you do not love you, then nobody else will be loving you. Nobody's love the company of somebody who deserves the company of anybody. Thank you, Sister Whipple. That is powerful. So, let me hear from you guys at 646-915-8166. We are discussing who am I and what do I want. Yes, you must love yourself first. Remember, there is a saying that we attract. So if you want love, then you must exude love. If you are exuding complaint and worry, that's what you are going to attract. There is one thing I can tell you. The universe is really, really on the mark in giving. So if you put negative out there, negative to you. Erlene said, if we do not love ourselves, we cannot love God with all our strength, nor can we love our neighbors. Exactly. Because people is looking outside to love outside there. But you got to start at home. At home before you go out in public. I remember hearing that as a child. And it goes with the same thing. You got to practice. You know, I remember one year I gave myself a 50th birthday party. And I bought myself a diamond ring. I put the diamond ring on layaway. And I told the man that I know I will be through paying for it before my birthday in December. But I said I wanted to wear it on my birthday and I did not want to pick it up until the day of the party because I didn't want to wear it before. It was my treat for my birthday. Well, because I was cooking and doing the decorations and everything for the birthday party, I forgot to go and pick the ring up. And when I was telling people that, oh, I gave myself the party, they said, what? You gave yourself the party? I said, yes. I deserve it. I'm not going to wait around for somebody to do for me. Myself. And you know what? When I was 60, I gave myself a birthday. My friends from the USA went down with me. And my friend was having. Normally, I said, I'm going to give myself. When I was a child, I was so poor. Now I'm grown. I know I can treat myself. We are not going to wait for every 10 years. We're going to have to do it every next year. A birthday party for myself. And who knows? I think I'll probably be doing it in Jamaica again. So, I'll let you guys know if you want to come celebrate with me, you are going to be welcome. So again, I just want to remind you to call in. The number is 646-915-8166. I put you on mute, but if you want to speak again, just touch the number 1 and I will open your line. You live your own life. That is to say, where you are, as you are, with what you are, and with who you are. Accept the situation in which you find yourself and try at the same time to adapt to it. You cannot escape from it. So, in other words, face the reality. Face the reality. And then you look inside and you say, God, you're living on the inside of me. And you can give me the ability and the opportunity to become who you have created me to be. I refuse to let this situation weigh me down now. I am ready to move on. It's just today. As a matter of fact, about 45 minutes before the show, a friend of mine called me and she said to me, I just had a revelation of myself. And she told me what the revelation was. And it was a powerful breakthrough. Because what she shared with me is something I've known for a long time. But who am I to say to her? I know as she continued to invest in her personal development, she would have come to the realization of knowing about that. And it was such a beautiful, beautiful thing to hear her. I want to welcome Dr. Cheryl Cuddle to the show. She's joining us from Canada. I want to thank you, my sister, for joining in. And I don't know if you want to weigh in on the discussion. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And what we're talking about is, who am I and what do I want? So thanks, Dr. Cheryl Cuddle, for calling in. And Patricia, I don't know if that's my friend Patricia here in Connecticut or my Patricia from Florida. So I would love to hear from you, Patricia. Who are you and what do you want? So I am just so excited about how this discussion is going tonight. And for the people in the chat room, do you have any explanation about who you are and what do you want? And if you have Skype, you can click on the Skype button to call in if you are watching on Skype. I want to read one more of my favorite quotes here for you. To grow is to go beyond what you are today. Stand up as yourself. Do not imitate. Do not pretend to have achieved your goal and do not try to cut corners. Just try to grow. In other words, it does not matter how long it takes you to achieve the goal. Do it in your own time. You are not on anybody's time clock. You're on your own. It's a process. So take your time to do it. Remember, one day at a time, one step at a time. There's a saying that goes, you can eat an old elephant, but you must do it one bite at a time. And it's the same thing in accomplishing our goals and vision. Listen, take your time. Understand the process that you're on. There are lessons to be learned along the way. And I tell you something, and I'm telling you this from personal experience. The longer you take to learn the lessons, it's the longer you are going to take to accomplish the goals. So don't try to cut corners or take shortcuts with the lessons. Just learn them so you can move ahead. Yes, so the number to call is 646-915-8166. And this evening, we are talking about who am I and what do I want. So yes, who are you and what do you want? Come on, guys, let me hear from you. Call in. The number is 646-915-8166. I want to hear you weigh in on this conversation. We had quite a few callers who call in and just express so eloquently about who they are. And I tell you something, it warms my heart when I listen to people who understand about who they are. They are not waiting on others to tell them who they are. They know who they are. They are looking at the bullseye. They know who they are called to be. And regardless of what is happening around them, they are still standing firm. I'm going to go back to my two callers I have here and see if they have anything else they want to add. They are such women of wisdom. Let me see. Sister Earlene. Earlene, do you have anything else you want to add?
Yes, I want to add a quote by Stephen Covey. It says, primary greatness is about character and contribution. Primary greatness asks, what are you doing to make a difference in the world? And if we have the character of God within us, then we should be in our very essence of being and living, making the world a better place for each of us.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Woo! I am so excited that I was obedient. You know, yeah, Winnie Pooh says she's having audio trouble. I don't know whether you need to refresh. You know, I'm not such a techie geek. But we're going to just pray that all your audio troubles will go away. I don't know if you need to refresh Kimmy Poo. And I opened your line, Kimmy. I don't know if there is anything else you wanted to add to the discussion.
It's hard to talk right now. There's that power going. It's hard to speak right now. There's that power going on here.
Ah, you said it.
You hear like water? Do you hear water?
No, I'm not. You're saying you're having a problem with the power or something?
No.
Okay, well, I leave your line open, Sister Kimmy Poo. If you want to say something, you can just come on in. When you are on, okay, you're typing something. And Dr. Cheryl, I don't know if you want to weigh in on the conversation. I know you wasn't feeling well, but I know you're such a powerful woman of wisdom. And Earlene, Dr. Cheryl is also from Trinidad.
Yes, I think we are friends on Facebook, actually.
Yes, she's from Trinidad, so I tell you, I'm surrounded by all you powerful Trinidadian women. Kimmy Poo, thank you. You are so right. And I was about to say, Sister Kimmy, is that, you know, I could have gotten bent out of shape when I could not confirm a guest for tonight's show. And the Spirit said to me, just go on and talk about who am I. And what do I want? And I tell you, it could not have been a better topic. I think it was on time. I think it was divinely orchestrated. And I am so, so happy that I'm being obedient. Because you know sometimes, you heard Sister Anae spoke about the flesh. You know sometimes flesh can get in the way, but I've learned to subdue this flesh and to operate out of spirit. You know, that's what I got to go by, because I'm nothing. I'm spirit and I am light. I am infinite. And I am committed to operate only for my infinite being, because that's who I am authentically. And this is why people look at me and they say, oh, you're like this person and you're that person. And I smile and I said, no. Because each and every one of us are authentically who we were called to be. Although it may look as if you are doing something else that the next person is doing, but if you take time to dissect what they are doing, there is something that is authentically that person. And you can't do anything about that. So we are just going to pray that your audio issues get blessed and start working the way it was built to work. So I want to hear from you guys. I want somebody to call in what Brian was saying. Yes, yes. Okay, yes, Vanna K wrote about Brian, who is a new friend of mine, who is a transformational teacher. And we were, she was on a webinar, yes, and we had him on the show a few weeks ago. And you can go back and look on Brian Ridgway and listen to that, because that was such a an enlightening segment. Okay, so again, Dr. Cheryl is typing. I think she's probably typing about who she is and what she wants. Erlene has to step out for a while, but I thank you, my sister, for joining in all the way from Trinidad, We are really too blessed to be stressed. Yes, that is so true. If regardless of all the stress that's going on around us, if we begin to focus on all the blessing and the love and the light that we exude, we realize that that is nothing, nothing in comparison to what the Creator has for us. Oh, this is such, I tell you, this segment tonight has truly, truly blessed me personally. I think this was just for me, and I'm praying that each of you even got a quarter of the blessing and the light that I got out of this segment tonight. And I pray that the people who will listen on the archive, this is one segment that I'm going to ask and encourage you to just tweet it and send it out to your Facebook friends, and just copy it and send it to your email, and just have people listen to it, because this will indeed bless their life. I want to read what Dr. Cheryl Cuddle wrote. Hi, I am glad to be a part of this show, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson. The questions allows one to reflect upon who you are and what you want. I feel much better now. I had a headache 2 days straight. Maybe it is as a result of the change in the weather. Well, we are just so thankful that she took the time to come here, and she's still typing. So I will read what she writes. Whatever she writes. So again, I would love to hear from even one or two more people. The number is 646-915-8166. I want to encourage you to check in, mark the show favorite. We are on every Wednesday, 10 to 12 noon Eastern Standard Time. And on Wednesdays and on Sundays, we are on at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sundays, we like to deal with life issues, any topic that can impact our lives and help us to reinvent, recreate, whatever, empower our lives. Like tonight, we are talking about this topic. And the Wednesday show, we concentrate on the education, inspiration, and empowerment of entrepreneurs and small business people. So again, we are winding down. We have only 16 minutes remaining, so we can still take a few more calls. Let me hear from you, 646-915-8166. And we're talking about, who am I and what do I want? Who am I? What do I want? I am an infinite being with unlimited potential. Nothing and no one can prevent me from manifesting all the miracles around me Each and every day that I wake up, there are miracles happening all around me. And the same miracles are happening around you too. I want you to begin to be observant. Look around you. You can see the miracles. Do not look for the big things. Start with the little ones. Winnie the Pooh wrote, I am saving the date in March. I will be there. It is a divine order. Thank you, my sister. I tell you, we are going to be making history together. That Vision Weekend conference is a vision revolution transformation conference. God is going to be doing some amazing things in Times Square. I tell you, he's going to be doing some things in Times Square. He didn't put us there for the ambiance and everything. He is putting us there because he's going to be doing a thing in New York City. So let me open here with Vanna K calling from Jamaica. I see she wants to say hello, Miss Vanna K. You want to say something, my darling?
Yes, I would like to say something.
Yes.
Today, remember today, Daphne, how we were saying we don't have nobody to come on the show. And we were a little bit fretted. The show turned out really, really good because I didn't really expect so much to come out. And it's just like what Brian was saying, with we are, I'm kind of nervous right here.
Yeah, we are infinite beings.
Yeah, and it just highlighted that a little more and showed us we can be all we need to be.
Yes.
To trust the Lord, you know?
Yes, yes, yes.
So
yes.
I'm kind of glad the Lord put it in your spirit.
Yes.
To put up this topic, because I think the Lord helps you today, Daphne.
Yes, yes. And
yes.
That, you know, this is to show that it's not about us as people. As you heard Sister Anne Dubois share, we are spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And when we begin to understand about the spiritual part of who we are, it's not about religion. Because organized religion is holding people hostage and in chains. We must understand about to whom we belong, and we all belong to the Creator. It doesn't matter where you worship, it's just a building. But you and I are the real church. So don't get bogged down by religion. But let that light in all of us
shine.
Let your light shine so bright. It doesn't matter. We are all going to be faced with challenges and obstacles in our lives. But you've got to know that. Tell yourself every day, I'm light and I want to shine.
Yes.
So I want to thank you so much for calling in. Is there anything else you would like to say?
No, I would just like to thank everybody for coming out to the show today.
All right.
And just keep me on the line, okay, Daphne?
Okay, thank you.
I love you, bye.
I love you too, thank you. Yes, he did. He helped us all in this show. Yes, Sister Kimmy Poo said, God help us here. And, you know, since I've come to the realization about who, Dr. Puddle wrote, Dr. Cheryl Puddle, I had the answer to that question, who am I and what, when I was just 3 years old, when I was graduated with my doctoral degree in 2003. My dad pointed out that I was always known that I want to be in education and influence the lives of others from 3 years old. And now she's a grown woman. And just back in 2003, Dr. Cutler wrote, when she was graduating with her doctoral, that her father pointed out to her that during her entire life, she always wanted to be in education. Isn't that powerful? And this is why, you know, a lot of times the people around us remember so much about who we are. And that's why I am such an advocate. I'm such an advocate for journaling. Because you keep everything in your head and sometimes you forget it. But I think when you put it in a journal, that's a form of documentation and you can always go back to it. Because as you journal, you empty out your heart and your head and you leave room for more creative things to happen. So I want to thank you, Dr. Cheryl, for taking time out to share that. And I know when we spoke about half an hour ago, you were having a headache and you wanted to go for a rest, but I think the spirit had you come back on so you can share that, because I'm sure that that is encouraging everyone. Sister Timmy Poo, do you have anything else you want to add, my sister? Okay, she's typing. Remember, the number you can call in is 646-915-8166. Okay, thank you. She said it was a blessing tonight. I pray that you will come back another night, Sister Kimmy. I mean, on Sunday nights, and on, I don't know what your work schedule is on Wednesday, but you can always catch us on the archive, and please share it with others and point some people to our vision. Facebook.com/Vision Weekend. I have set a small goal of 2,500 followers or likes by the 15th of October. So please help me out by sending some people to Vision by Facebook.com Vision Weekend. And help me to reach my small goal of 2,500 by the 15th of October. And I know after that the Lord is just going to bless it and take it off. So hopefully by next week we shall release the names of all the speakers. I tell you, you are going to be just amazed when the lineup that the Lord has put together for us here on this platform. Again, we are winding down. The number to call is 646-915-8166. I want to just read two more things I have here. If this individuality is wiped away, the creative joy that crystallized it disappears. Even if no material was lost, even if no atom was destroyed. And if it is lost, it is also a loss for the entire world. It is particularly precious because it is not universal. So, okay, I have a call, and let me get this caller. Caller, your last three digits are 0230. Would you state your name and where you're calling from, please? Hello, caller.
Yes, this is Johnny calling from Chicago.
From Chicago, Johnny?
Yes, ma'am. Johnny, I'm calling from Chicago.
Hello, Johnny. Thanks for calling in. And what's your answer to the question, who am I and what do I want?
You know, that's a good question. I was calling in just to listen in for now.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you and encourage you to go back and listen to the entire archive because you are going to be truly blessed.
Okay, so I can always just go...
You can listen to the archive. I opened your line because I saw thought you wanted to say something, but that's okay. You can still listen. I'm going to put you on mute, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And I want to read what Dr. Cuttle wrote, let me just read. I have to give thanks for my parents who believe in my vision and support me, and I am equally grateful to my God and Creator, who cannot achieve what you want without the spiritual support of Jesus. I took an excellent thought to God, and I see good now. That's a blessing, the natural thing in life. The natural thing. And I love doctors and everything, but a lot of times you got to go back to basics. You know, I remember growing up in Jamaica when they used to give us the castor oil and the extra salt and all of that stuff. And now I'm in America and getting talking about stuff of love. And I watched when I realized I was being a diva. So I have just so cast good
Yes.
Do you have a closing? You have something you wanted to say? You asked me to leave you on the line.
No, I asked you to leave me on the line because sometimes when you click off,
okay,
I go back to the first part. That's why.
All right. Okay. All right. So, again, guys, I am just so thankful for this show tonight. I tell you, I have been blessed, and I know you have been blessed too. So I want you to go out there. Know that. Know who you are. Know what you want. You were already created with greatness. Know that you have a destiny. And nothing can stop your light from showing. That a Cuttle is a great show. Keep on being the light so many. You inspire, motivate, and encourage. Thank you, Dr. Cuttle. I want to thank guest 6514 for joining us. You're a little bit late, and but that's all right. I don't mean late as in late. Let me see if this person that just came on have a caller. Your last three digits are 8135. Do you have something to say?
I think that's enough. I just dialed into the show.
Oh, okay. All right. So I want to remind everybody to just follow your destiny. This was a powerful show. Namaste, Kimmy the Pooh. I look forward to learning more about who you are and what you do, my sister. Let your light keep shining, everybody. And I look forward to seeing you at the Vision Weekend Conference 2010. And I look forward to seeing you again here on the show. Thanks, everybody, for coming, and remember, follow your destiny.
Trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you? I believe that he's concerned about me. I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord thank you for showing me. Hallelujah. And directing me. Speak to it. My destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you. Hallelujah. For every trial that came with the slave. Hallelujah. For every struggle that came with the slave. I'm mighty grateful. I said I'm mighty grateful. You feel it in your spirit. Almost see the breaking of day. It's death. Then I know what I'm here for. Yeah. Oh, for showing me to the Lord tonight and directing me. Hallelujah. To my destiny. A strong God. You may not be able to touch it right now. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Begin to thank Him. Begin to praise Him. Hallelujah. Can you see it? Can you feel it? Everybody, you're going into a new dimension tonight. You'll never ever see it again the same way. You'll never ever touch it again the same way. You've been called with a great call. It's a monumental call. You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.